This is Michael Robbins with Contemporary Issues in Management, step number 7. Question 19. Many studies have highlighted differences in the ways men and women communicate. What accounts for these differences? Why do both men and women hold negative perceptions about women who attempt to speak more in meetings? Why is that not the case for men? Do you think this will change? I'm answering this one based off of experience. I've looked up research, and a lot of the research can be biased. Just depends on who writes it. In the industry I'm in, I have a lot of women leaders, and the department I'm in is mostly men, but our bosses are women. And so when we go in there, we do not hold negative perceptions about them. I mean, it's when it comes to perception, how you present yourself, and if you're confident in what you talk about, then I think that's the most important part. Now, why some people think badly about women who speak a lot is they're probably insecure. And will this ever change? It has changed. People that are insecure with what they do have to blame somebody else to make themselves feel better. That part will never change. Question 20. Organizations operate on a formal and informal level. The organizational chart often defines the formal structure and formal lines of authority. Sometimes the formal structure does not convey the true nature of power and influence within an organization. How and in what ways does the informal organizational structure define the basis of power within a company? How would a new employee understand the role of the informal network? The most powerful person in your department is not necessarily your manager. Instead, the person with the most influence, who can lead others to achieve a goal or accomplish a certain task, may enjoy that position of power. Informal power in an organization refers to the ability to lead, direct, or achieve without an official leadership title. It is derived from the relationship that employees build with each other. Individuals with informal power may be more experienced or knowledgeable in a certain area or the most respected because of perceived notions displayed through personality traits. How would a new employee understand the role of informal networks? Employee group dynamics and loyalty to those groups can determine political posturing and can influence the level of cooperation or how much competition you receive for your initiatives. Use your formal power to drive goals further by enlisting the help of those with informal power.